Okay, so we're going to do Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Shitas Reb Elazar. Ein Lo Shmira El Asakin. So let's just quickly go through the Gemara again. Amar Rabba. My time in the Reb Elazar, Dama Krav Velo Yishmireno. Shuv Ein Lo Shmira Lazeh. So Rabba learned, what does it mean, Ein Lo Shmira El Asakin? It means the Torah is saying that you are completely liable and culpable for Hezek. Why? Because it says Velo Yishmireno, which means it's like an existential fact. Velo Yishmireno. It's not capable of Shmira. Okay? And therefore, Yechayef, that's exactly what the Torah is telling you. That if you own a Muad, you know, you take the risk. You take the risk. You'll be chayiv completely in Tashlumin. Okay? Are you involved in any Isser? It doesn't seem so. Just follow Yishmeretto. It's not capable of Shmira. That's it. All right. Amalei Abaye, Elameyata Dechsev, Velo Yechasenu. But by Bor it says, Velo Yechasenu. Nami Shuvin Lo Kisu Lezeh. Are you telling me the same thing? Are you saying the same thing? That it's not, there's no way to protect yourself from Tashlumin? V'chitem hachinami? Maybe you'll say, okay, yeah, maybe it is that way. Not illogical. V'atnan, but then we learn a Mishnah, kiseo keroi, v'nafal esocho, shorachamor, umeis, pater. Okay, but it's an open Mishnah. Not true. That if you did a kisui keroi, you'll be potter. Elo marabaye. So you see that what? That the approach, he rejects the approach of Rabba. Elo marabaye. Hainu taime de Reb Elazar. This is the reason of Reb Elazar. Kidasan, it's like we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Nassan omer minayin shlo yigad aladam kelev Rabba soch beso. Val yamid sulam ra'ua besoch beso. Shenem avalotasam dam beseach. So there's an Isser of Lotasim Dama Vesecha. So what does it got to do with Reb Elazar? Okay, very nice. Nice Brisa. How is Abaye explaining Reb Elazar? So Rashi says, Shelo Yigadal Adam Hochanami. Hi Lo Yishmereno. Lo Yikaimeno. That's what it means. That what? That the Torah is saying, when it says, lo yishmereno means, lo yikayemeno. There's an Isser. There's an Isser. There's an Isser. And of course, you'll be chayev for any nezek that ensues. In other words, since there's an Isser, it's lo yikaimenu, so therefore, you will be subject to Tashlumin under any circumstance. And that's why Reb Elazar said, Ein lo shmir el asakin, because it's an Isser. And since it's an Isser, you'll be chayiv in Tashlumin. That's how they're learning. That's how Rashi's learning. Hachanami, hai lo yishmereno lo yikaimeno. So according to Rashi, I mean, it would seem, I mean, I think the plain shot in Rashi is that the Torah is saying lo yishmereno, that it's being koveya, that the shor hamuad will be an iser of lo yikaimenu, i.e. lo tasim dam v'vesecha. And of course, because there is that iser, you'll be chayiv et tashlumin. You have no right to have such an existence like that in your house, in your under your rishus, I should say.
What do you mean, of course?
What do you mean? It's an iser.
But so why should you have to pay? Didn't we say there's a difference between...
No. Forget about it. We didn't say anything. Just like if a kelev ra bites a guy, You'll be chayiv.
Even if you're a shomer?
Yes. Now, we don't have to worry about... There's lo tossim is an iser. Does that mean every lo tossim dam ve'secha means that there's going to be chiyuv tashlomin? No. Sometimes it might end up being grama. Okay. In other words, if I have a ladder in my house, and a guy goes on the ladder, I didn't tell him to go on the ladder. I mean, that's his problem. But I'm over an iser. I had no right to keep such a thing like that in my house.
Right.
But if my dog goes... and bite somebody. I mean, my dog, a Kelev Ra, might be like a Muad, a Kelev Muad. That's a different question. But over here, the Torah is importing the idea of lo tosim velo yishmereno. You're not allowed to have this. That's what it's saying. Lo yekaimeno. That's an iser. That's what they're saying. Now, you want to know, I mean, the only thing I wonder, I mean, you could ask the question, is the pshat in Rashi that Rashi's saying that it's a separate shame iser of v'lo yishmerenu? According to Rebbe Lazar, it's like a specific iser of lo yishmerenu? Or is the Torah being koveya that the iser of lo tosim applies to a shor muad? I'm not so sure there's such a nafkamina. I don't know. The main point is that lo yishmereno is an iser. And because it's an iser, that's it. You have no right to its existence, and therefore you are chayiv in all tashlumin. In all situations for tashlumin. That's how Rashi learns. Okay? Now we come to Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "Ela time of the Rebbe Lazar kidisanya." Okay, so Tosfos picks up from the rear from Abaye. Tema, mehai tema nami lo tizgi bor bekisui. Vishum the Rebbe Nasan. So Tosfos kasha is what? What's his kasha? That if you're telling me what? According to Rabbi Nachman, there's an idea of a lo yikaimenu by anything that's what? That has a shame mazik, shame nezek, right? So why is it that you're allowed to leave a boar in existence? Why don't you say lo yikaimenu? And you should be chayiv to fill it up. Add the timeline. Like the Gemara says on Nun Hayam Abayis. Okay. So how do you explain that? It's what? There's to say it better. There's according to the Tosfos Kasha, why is it that when it comes to a Shor HaMuad, that's a shame mazik? There, Rebbe Lazar's of the opinion, lo yikaimenu. And you can't remedy it with a really good shmira. So why don't you say the same thing by a bor? That you shouldn't be allowed to remedy the problem with a kisui. You should have to obliterate the existence of the bor. That's Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh lomar, the boar is sleita kanta tfei, keshe mechaseyo keroi mishor nagchan. That's his first answer. So what's his first answer? What kind of an answer is this? No, it's like this. What Tosfos is saying is that there's a distinction in the Rebbe Lazar will make the distinction between the animate and the inanimate, meaning an animate thing always has an unpredictable element. That's what you mean. It's unpredictable. It's an aggressive thing, and you don't know what it might do, what lengths it'll go to. So therefore, that demands lo yikaimenu. But by a boar is inanimate. There's nothing unpredictable about it. So therefore, the kisu will be appropriate, will be sufficient. Right? That's what he's basically saying. In other words, Tosus is saying it's not the pshat lo yikaimenu is going on the existence intrinsically of the shore, but it's on the Nizke shore. That's what's a problem. We're not against the shore, but it's the kiyum, it's the letting in existence the Nizke shore muad. And that you can't really absolutely assure anyone that it's not going to happen because it's an animate thing. It's unpredictable. But a boar, you can remove the Nizke boar in a very practical manner. So therefore, you don't mind if the shame boar is still in existence. As long as the Nizke boar have been removed from existence, that's sufficient. That's the distinction you make in Lo Yikaimenu by Shor Muad versus a boar. Okay? That's Tosus' first answer. That's good. Now Tosus says, Va'od Yesh Lomar, Demikara, Vadai Salkedaitach, Derebbe Lazar, Le'inyin Tashlum and Kamar. The way we learned. The Rabbah was really talking insofar as Tashlumin. Chiyuvim Mamon. Aval Hashta the Maskin in Taima Kidereb Nasan. Lavling in Tashlumin Airi. But now that you come to the conclusion, the reason of Reb Nasan, so it's not Linyin Tashlumin that was speaking, Elagabe Isav Alma, the Usur Lakaimo. In other words, Velo Yishmereno is, Velo Yikaimeno means Isser. V'ika l'meimar, and therefore you could say, D'gabi bor nami'ika. Yeah, no kasha from bor, yechanami. You're right, the Mishnah says that if imkisehu, you're potter. But who says that, but you're still involved in an Isser? You did something in the Rishus HaRabim. You're still in violation. There's an Isser. You had no right to make that boar in the Rishus HaRabim. The Kisu, the only remedy is the liability. Tashlumen, Chiyuvei Tashlumen, Mamen. Aval Moda, Shim Shamro Shmira Mu'ula. But now Tosus says, but he is Moda, that if you did a Shmira Mu'ula Vehezik Pater. Yeah, because Tosus wants to say there's no distinction between this and boar, you understand? So just like by boar, what's the model? You can tell me there's an Isser, but there is a way to potter you from Tashlumin. So too here. But, so he'll agree that a Shmir Mulo and the Hizik will be potter. Mio, however, Tosus wants you to know, Bishmira Pachusa Vane Lo Sagya. But don't think that a Shmir Pachusa will be enough. Mida Oser Lakaimo, since we know it's Oser for it, it's Oser for you to let it exist, to have it in your ownership. Okay? So, Tosa's second answer is now moved into the framework of Isser. And there he'll say that there's no kasha from boar. They really have a parallel formulation. There's Isser, and then there's Peturei Mamon, Peturei Nezek. But now Tosus wants to let you know, but don't think a Shmira Pachusa will suffice according to Rebbe Lazar. That can't be. Because since it's Asa L'Kaimo, definitely you need a Shmira Mu'ula. So that needs a little explanation. What is the logic of that? Moreover, Did you fellas see the Parish Mishnayos? No. No Parish Mishnayos. So if you look in the Parish Mishnayos of the Rambam, so the Rambam, I got one of these new fangled Gemaras. One second, the Parish Mishnayos moved. It's no longer between the Rosh and the Marsha. So the Rambam at Parish Mishnayos says like this on the Mishnah, Moserahu hachevel oki yotzebo shekoshrim osobo. Okay, he's explaining the Mishnah. V'halacha k'Reb Yehuda. So what do you need? A shmira pachusa on a mu'ah, correct? Aval chayiv l'shachto k'dei lahasir hezko hezeko. So the Rambam holds that even though we paskin like Reb Yehuda, we don't paskin like Reb Elazar. We paskin like Reb Yehuda. And therefore, by a shor mu'ad, you need Shmira Pachusa. But the Rambam says, this doesn't take away from the din of Rabbi Nassim. Lo tasim damim veisecha. And therefore he holds, Yechayef l'shachato. It's asur l'kaimo. He holds, you can't be in the Parish Mishnayos. He doesn't hold this way in the Mishnah Torah. At least there's nowhere I can find such a thing in the Mishnah Torah. But in the Parish Mishnayos, he held that you're not allowed to own a shorah mu'ad. But if you do, a shmira pachusa will be good enough. So obviously, he argues with Tosis, a svara of miu b'shmira pachusa vade lo sagya, mida osa l'kaima. Because the Rambam could believe you could have Rabbi Nassan in conjunction with Rabbi Yehuda. How do you like them apples? So I like to understand the machlok is basically of Rambam and Tosfos. Yeah, the Rambam extracted Rabbi Nassan in the Parish Mishnayos. He looked at him as an independent thing. It's not really inherently tied up with the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. It's very interesting. Tosfos saw it as being, you can't separate the two. Yeah. I just wanted to say one thing before we tackle this problem, which is, what is the basic machlokas between Reb Elazar, and I'm talking, of course, Aliba Dabaye, meaning once you have Rabbi Nassim, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And does Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda also know about the parasha of Lotos and Dama Vezecha? Right? So, what we said was like this. I just want to give this as a basic idea, because it might be helpful. So what we said is like this, that the pasuk is the iser is lotasim damim veisecha. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda hold that that's an iser that you can't have a shame domim associated to Beiso Shel Yisrael. There's an idea of Beiso Shel Yisrael, Beisecha. And Beisecha cannot have domim. But Rabbi Yehuda and Meir hold, you can't extrapolate from there to the world, let's say, of the commercial world, or the world of Sadecha. That's a different part of man's life. And the Torah, what should I say, was not as restrictive insofar as sadecha and or your business, you know, commercial enterprises. That follows a different world of responsibility. Whereas Reb Elazar is learning, Lo Tosim Dama Veisecha, is really Allah in the Gavra of the Yisrael. The Gavra of the Yisrael. Lo Tosim Dama is an Issa Gavra, essentially. A Yisrael cannot have anything that has a shame, a mazik attached to it. You see? That's Reb Elazar. It's Allah in the Gavra of the Yisrael. But Reb Yehuda and Meir say, no, It's one halacha b'veisacha, but there's a separate halacha that you don't restrict, I don't know, a cattle rancher from having a shor amud. You tell him what the rules are, and that's it. That's a different, that's a certain sensitivity to the complete world of the you know, of a person. There's beisacha as one thing, and then there's sadecha and his commercial enterprises, etc. Rebbe Loz also halacha in the gavra. I just wanted to you know, I think it's an important thing to say that. All right, now the question is, what's the machlokas Rambam and Tosas vis-a-vis the question of Shmira? Do you say if there's an Isser, let me put it this way, if there's an Isser, does that automatically engender Shmira Ma'ula? By the way, let me just say, or no, is Shmira Pachusa good enough? By the way, which side really makes more sense? Maybe I shouldn't tell you. Something to think about. Right, that's a good question, right? Which way would you naturally, intuitively think? Well, which one is more troubling? Let me put it in those terms. Yeah, I was asking between the Rambam and Tosas, meaning, do you think that once you say there's Isser, do you buy into Tosas' argument there, and therefore Shmira Ma'ula must be? Shmira Pachusa is not possible. Can't say that would be good if there's Isser. Or do you like the Rambam? That the Rambam holds that there's, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Shmira Pachusa, but it's Asur L'Kaima. I'm asking which side, just off the, you know, from the, on the surface, seems more smoother or more sensible. Yeah, so offhand, even before you get into the Asfaras, you would say Tosis is much more difficult. Because if you tell me it's Isser, so right away, why should it be? Why don't you simply say that there's not that? There's, why should Shmira Ma'ula all of a sudden be required? Mamanashach. Either there's Isser and you can't have it, or there's Isser and it follows the usual rules of Shmira for a Shor Hamuad. You know what I mean? That should be your two logical possibilities. Either say this Isser, and now you can't have it altogether. You're completely liable. That's it. You chayev tashlum it across the board. Shmira can't help you. That's one possibility, I hear. Or you say, look, there's Isser, but that doesn't change the rules of what's considered a good Shmira by a mu'ad. You know what I mean? That's why I think I agree with you. Tosas is more difficult. The Rambam, at least the Rambam could say, look, yeah, I say it's an Isser, you're right, but nevertheless, if you do a Shmira Pachusa, which is the demanded Shmira by a Shor Muad, oh, that's sufficient. I mean, you can argue the Rambam and say, no, but it's Isser, you shouldn't even, okay, but that's a different kind of argument. But at least it's a certain consistency in his view. Whereas Tosas is like a funny view. It's Usser, but still there's a way to get out of the Nezek, the Chiyuve Nezek, by doing that, but not a Shmira Pachusa, of course. No, now it has to be a Shmira Mula. But why? The fact that it's Usser doesn't change the way the animal is a Nachan. So why should it be Mimonisha? I mean, why does the Pachusa be enough? That's why the Tosas position is difficult.
According to
in other words, the Rambam holds that lo tosim damim ve'secha, that's Isser. That's the world of Isser. What does that have to do with the world of chiyuve mamon? In other words, it's Isser. Okay, so you're not allowed to have, a Jew is not allowed to have a shame mazik bevesa. Okay? Fine. Alright? Or it's an isagav. I don't care how you learn now. The point of the matter is, lotos and dum vesecha, that's a separate question of Isser. Now there's a separate halacha, a separate world, Parshas Mishpatim. Mishpatim is Chiyuvei Mammon. Okay, so you have a certain thing. It's Mamono Hamazik. And now, what does the Torah or society or Bezdin or whatever, what do they say it takes to remove your liability? How do you have a patur? So the answer is an idea of Shmira. Each animal has a certain idea of what is an appropriate Shmira. Tom, Mua, this, that, right? All these different things. So the Ram says, that's Shmira Pachusa. That's why we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shmira Pachusa alleviates and removes your Chiyuve Nezek, that's a different question than whether or not you're over an Isser. Different question. Don't be ma'arev the parshias. That's how the Rambam learns. Very straight. Don't confuse the two. And that's why according to the Rambam, when he read the Gemara and he saw that the Gemara, that Abaye says that Rabbi Nassan applies to a Shor Hamuad, so then it's not localized to Rebbe Lazar Shita. That's an intrinsic idea. It stands on its own. You're right. Why is a Shor Hamuad any different than a Kelev Ra? It's Aser. You have no right to have it. But once you have it, that doesn't mean that the world, that the Bezdin and the Torah can't set up what is an appropriate Shmira for that kind of a thing, for that kind of a behemoth, that kind of Mammon Hamazik. Don't mix them. That's the Rambam. That's why the Rambam's very good. Simply don't mix two different categories, Isser and Mammon. Each one has its own evaluation, its own way to determine, its own determinations. Okay? That's the Rambam. The question is, what's Tosis? It does seem, by the way, that Rashi himself, who of course makes the connection, it could be, if you look at the Rashi of Mem Hei Amid Beis, towards the top, Rebbe Lozahi de Omar, that he might hold, in fact, like Tosis. You have the Isser, but then you have Shmira Ma'ula, because my Havalei Lamebad. You can't do anything more. Could be. There is, according to Tosus, he holds there is not, you don't have the same division like the Rambam. Meaning that the Isser emerges because of there's a Shem Mazik here. There's a Shor Hamuad is a Shem Mazik. And because there's a Shem Mazik, that's why there's an Isser. Okay? So as long as you have the Shem Mazik related to you, you're involved in the Isser. But now the Shem Mazik is a Shem Mazik of Isser. That's the result. If you don't separate them, it's why do you have a Shem Mazik? The Shem Mazik here engenders an Isser. But now it's a Shem Mazik of Isser. So since it's a Shem Mazik of Isser, so therefore, this is the tricky point. I'm trying to say that since there's a Shem Mazik of Isser, it's going to change your Chiyuve Shmira. There's, if it was just a Shem Mazik in the world of Mominus, so then Shmira Pachusa would be sufficient. That's what I'm trying to say, is that once you say that Isser, once the Shem Mazik involves an Isser Shem Mazik, so then you can't say that I'll leave a certain situation that maybe the animal could, knock down this fence. You can't use a shmira pachusa anymore. It's like I'm saying the Isser demands of you that you do the utmost. It has to be that you can respond, like Rashi says, my havelei lemevad. What more could I have done? I have something that's a mazik. It's usser. That means I have to do my utmost because of that. That's not good. I mean, I sense it. It's the fact that something has a shame mazik. That does not say that I have to kill it. Right, in other words, the fact that something is a shame mazik, in the world of mumminess, it doesn't tell me I have to kill it. It demands shmira. In other words, it demands a certain caution. It obligates the Adam in a certain caution, in certain shmira regarding this thing. Because in the mumminess, it's going to be a question of the tashlumin, insofar as the liability. But the fact that it does have an iser shame mazik, that's probably it. It's not clear. It's not clear. It's like you hear it a little, but it just sounds almost like an emotional plea. All right, let's think about this problem. And then we're going to go to Hakones, Nun Hayamit Beis, and I want to do the Tosis of Ha Kisei Opater. What, Rambam? Well, that's going to be after that. That's after that. Okay?
Yeah, you got to go in order. I can't jump around like that.
Yeah, you can't go jumping. No jumping. All right? And you can think about also, take a look at the Rambam Perek Zayin Halachas Aleph and Beis. I mentioned at the beginning, I didn't tape this, but I mentioned at the beginning, the Rav brought up the problem that the Rambam doesn't hold like Ravada Barava, so he has no idea of Tzad Tamas. Bimkomo medes, straightforward. If it's muad and you did a shmira karoi, you pata lagamre. Then in halacha beis, he says that if it's a muad lekeren yamin, but not muad lesmal, and you did a shmira karoi, and then it goes out and does the gicha with the, whether it does with the keren yamin or keren smal, yichayev in chatzin nezek. It sounds wild, because since it's a muad lekeren yamin, it should be pater because he did a shmira karoi. How could it be possible that Yechayev Chatzin Nezek for that? That's pretty unbelievable. And yet the Rambam, it's Pashit that the Rambam would hold it. If you didn't do any Shmira on a Muad L'Keren Yamin, you'd be Chayev L'Shalayim completely. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's like a stira. Okay. Nice little problem. Take a look.